And it's time for another spring sports preview here on AM 1450 KETE. We're going to preview the Albert Lea girls golf team with head coach Sean Reby. And coach, a good afternoon. Always, always fun talking with you. How you been?
I've been great, Aaron. It's great to have you back. We missed you down here.
Hey, I appreciate that a lot. Thank you. How many years now is it that you've been the head coach of the girls golf team?
I seem to get asked that more and more lately. We think it's 21 years now, so it's been a good long time.
And I'm assuming you enjoy working with these young ladies, and at the same time, you get to spend most of your spring on the golf course. So that's a pretty good gig.
It's the greatest gig you can get. You know what, Aaron? I've been the luckiest coach on the planet. I've been through 21 years with literally no issues to talk about, and the relationships that you develop with your players and the families, you know, they keep me coming back. I can honestly, truly say that I love coaching this sport. I love it.
Now, Sean, before we talk about this year's Tiger girls golf team, let's rewind, go back to last year. Give us a recap on how the 2021 season finished up for the girls.
Sure. We're a really young team. We still are a young team. I still have no seniors on the team, so we didn't lose anybody last year. We finished fourth in the conference. We may be underachieved by a spot or so, and I've got some girls that work really hard, and we just, I think over the winter, a lot of those girls were a little disappointed in some of their play last year, and they worked really hard. And, you know, it was a decent finish. Being fourth in the Big Nine is always a solid finish with a young team, but I think they wanted more from it.
Sean Reby, head coach, the Albert Lea girls golf team, previewing his team here on KETE. Now, there was one individual that did get to state, correct? Or was there two?
Nope. I actually had two all-conference players.
That's what it was, okay.
Year, but neither one made it to state. We had Alyssa Jensen and Whitney Mullenbach both took all-conference honors, but fell just a little bit short of going to that state tournament last year.
I'm assuming some time on the golf course, not a lot of time on the golf course. How often have the girls had a chance to get out there?
It's been another one of those rough springs where I had so much anticipation because the first day of practice, March 21st, we were outside at Wedgewood chipping and putting and spending some time outdoors. And I thought, wow, this is one of those magic seasons where we're out the first day. And they pulled the plug on that pretty quick on us. We've been fortunate compared to other schools. We've been on the golf course three times. In less than ideal conditions, but good enough to get some qualifying rounds in and get a few a few practice holes in to just get that rust dusted off, and that's about it. But you know, we're going to be more ready than a lot of schools, I think. So we're in pretty good shape there.
So when it comes to not practicing on the course, I guess help me as I'm a very 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 casual golf guy. So when it comes to preparation off the course, how do you prepare the team? Do you take them to those virtual golf, like simulators? I mean, how do you get work in when you can't get outside?
Yeah, I actually have four girls who go up to an indoor Owatonna training center over the winter. So I have four girls that keep that muscle memory and keep that the swing sharp going up there. There's a PGA professional that runs an indoor center up there. And so those girls have memberships up there and go work out over the winter. So they come in relatively ready to go for the most part. And Wedgewood has a simulator in the basement of the club there and a net to hit into and then some putting greens. So we do a little bit of indoor practice. In the past, we've gone up to the cities and hit golf domes where we can get the whole team hitting on mats and get a little more time. Not a huge fan of indoor practice. I don't think mats replicate grass really well. I'm one of those coaches that would much rather take care of some other issues. But we do a couple days of rules. We go over the rules for golf. As you know, we don't have officials on the golf course, so the girls have to take care of that themselves. So we do some rules review. I require a rules test to be passed with 100% before they can play a golf meet on our team. And so we get serious about that for a little bit. We do some indoor practices. We share that with the boys, so it's kind of an every other day thing oftentimes. But, yeah, this has been a long enough streak now. We're ready to get outside.
Sean Reby, head coach, Yulbert Lea girls golf team, previewing his team here on KATE. Now, Sean, you mentioned a couple of players, the top two players from last season. Can you kind of just run through your roster of some of the gals that make up this year's team?
Absolutely. We have 19 girls on our team this year, which is a really great number for us. It's small enough where we can get to work with each girl, and it's big enough where we're building a future down there. We had 5 seventh graders sign up this year that are all pretty serious golfers. I think they're gonna be a good addition to our building program there, and you know, no seniors again. It's kind of a weird roster having. We have 1 ninth grader, no seniors, but we're returning, you know, a lot of players with experience. They all have had a couple years experience now being that young team. So Alyssa Jensen and Whitney Mullenbach, again, coming back as all-conference leaders. Ashlyn Bervin is going to probably play our number 3 spot all year. She's another one that went up to that Owatonna Center and showed a lot of promise last year and probably didn't fulfill what she had hoped, and seems to be playing well this year already. The little bit we've seen, she's matured and gotten stronger, and I think she's going to be a player for us. Hannah Wilner's another player that kind of went up, that foursome kind of went up and did a lot of indoor stuff. Hannah's a little newer to golf, took it on a couple years ago because her friends were in it, and has kind of run with it. So I think she's going to fill a role for us. Addison Herr is going to kind of get some varsity experience in our first meet, and I think she's going to play that number 4 role probably. And then after that, we've got Gracie Palmer and a couple other girls with some varsity experience in the past that we just need to fill those that 4, 5, and 6 score with something that is under 100, and we should be real competitive this year for that conference title.
Sean Reby, head coach, Yulbert Lea girls tennis and our girls golf. Golf we're talking with Sean. And Sean, you know, you talk about competing for the Big 9 conference title. Who do you think are some of the favorites in the Big 9 this year?
You know, I've gotten a lot of, being in this a long time, I've gotten a lot of coaches saying, man, it's you and Northfield this year, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm well aware. I think we're going to compete. I think Red Wing is going to be sneaky in there, and that's our first golf meet of the year. So Red Wing nipped us last year, and they've got a couple returning all-conference players as well. So that's why the bottom of our varsity roster is going to be real important. It's kind of going to be which schools kind of bring along those lower varsity players and can get those scores up. I think that's going to be all 3 teams that are competing this year. We've got some pretty strong upper-level varsity players, and it's what team brings along those lower girls and gets them ready is probably going to take that title. So I think it's between the 3 of us this year for that title. So,
for those that don't follow high school golf closely there, Sean, now, do you send 7 golfers out there and they take the top 5 scores? Is that how it works?
Nope. We have 6 varsity players and we take the top 4 scores.
Take top 4, okay.
Yep, same thing for JV. We put them out for 6 girls and the top 4 score. And varsity, obviously, for us plays 18, but the JV plays 9 in girls golf, which is a little different than the boys' teams. But that's kind of how we set them out. So coaches have to pick those pretty carefully to make sure we put the best team out there with the possibility of scoring for us.
So, Sean, before I let you go, let's talk about the matchup today. You guys do kick off the season at 2:30 against Red Wing at Greenlee Golf Course. The weather should be perfect, so let's invite everybody out to a Greenlee today.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm jacked up about today, just getting outside for that first meet of the year. It's always tough to cancel those first ones. It's nice to get that start, see where Red Wing's at. We're going to go again on Wednesday up in Northfield for just it's kind of a scrimmage match against our competition. So our two competitive teams we get on the first week of the season, that should pretty much lay out where we know we need to do the rest of the season here. So,
Sean Reby again, head coach, Yulbert Lea girls golf team, their spring sports preview here on KATE. Sean, my friend, always fun talking with you. We'll definitely have you on throughout the season, keeping us updated with Albert Lea Girls Golf. And good luck to the girls this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Aaron. Hey, it's great having you back, my friend. I missed you, and it feels like you were never gone today here.
Hey, missed you too, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, Aaron. Thanks. Have a good rest of the season. I'll talk to you soon.